Episode 2562 of the number one podcast on Apple Podcasts for Job Search. You are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. You've probably noticed I've got a raspy voice. Yeah, I had COVID. Sorry. I'm fine. You know, first day was a little, lots of naps, and I've been fine ever since. So this is like the tail end residue of it, and I'm sure I'll have my voice back in another few days. But in the meantime, I've got a show for you today. You know, I'm not a big fan of applying for jobs. Yeah, some of you get jobs that way, but most people don't. Statistically, it's one of the lowest percentage ways of getting work. And this is a recommendation that if you're going to try applying anyway, this is what you should do. Hope you find it helpful and give the show a great review wherever you listen to it or watch it. And we'll be back in just one moment. I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and people hire me for no BS career advice. That can involve a job search, hiring more effectively, managing and leading, you know, a whole bunch of different things. And I'll just simply say that, you know, if you're going to apply for a job, don't just simply limit things to, I've applied and my resume is in the applicant tracking system. Take the mature approach of following up. Now, the follow-up shouldn't be pushy or aggressive. You go to the company's career page on LinkedIn and search for employees for someone who functions as a recruiter, or use the search bar find the recruiter or recruiters at that firm who do who try to fill positions. From there, you forward an email to them and you say, hi, fill in the blank first name. I just applied for such and such position. And then you summarize your background as relates to the role. If you follow my model of a cover letter, flush left, you put the requirements of the position as well as the functionality involved. Flush right, how long and how recently you've used that functionality or used that particular skill. So that this way, what you're doing is using that note to them to identify what it is that you've done that relates to the role. And then you finish it up by saying, you know, I'd love to learn more from you. Is there someone I could chat with about the role? Do you have some time? I'm not trying to be pushy, but just want to make sure you knew of my interest and how I was qualified. Don't go crazy here, because it can backfire doing this. After all, you know, you're a stranger sending a message to them. They're having a busy day. They always have a busy day. But just be aware that every once in a while, this can bounce back at you and hurt. If you do it this way, you're less likely to do it. But if you go super aggressive, you know, I have the right background for this particular role. Everything I've seen here is perfect. And it never is. So just make the fit obvious to people so that they can see it. And then from there, encourage them to contact you. So I'm Jeff Alpin. I hope you found this helpful. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that can help you. Plus, you can schedule time for a free discovery call or coaching session. I'd love to help. And at the site, you can find out about my courses, books, and guides. Again, a lot there that'll help you. Also, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day, and most importantly,